Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. The Prime Minister of India calls Rekha Patra, the protester in Sandesh Kali case, if you remember, and who's currently the candidate for Bharatiya Janata Party from West Bengal. The Prime Minister calls her Shakti Swarupa. He says she is the Swarup, she is the form of Shakti. Okay, good. Also, Yamini Iyer, who used to be the head of Center of Policy Research, she quit. You know why she quit? Because she said something which was not so favorable to the government. I'm going to discuss these two issues. These two issues are connected. I'm connected because I'm going to talk about morality. I'm going to talk about morality in politics. I'm going to talk about ethics in politics. I'm going to talk about freedom of speech in politics. And I'm going to talk about greed in politics. That's my topic tonight. Let's get right into the show. Now, Rekha Patra was a protester in Sandesh Kali case, which is very nice. Now, she went on to say that I'm the unfortunate woman from Sandesh Kali, not only Sandesh Kali, but the woman from the entire Bashirath area which faced atrocities. Culprits have been arrested and we want them punished. We want to cast our votes in an environment of safety. We want all the mothers and sisters of Sandesh Kali to be allowed to freely cast their vote. This is what Ms. Patra said. And so correct. So correct. To which the Prime Minister said that you are going to carry out an important responsibility. I am sure your words will reach the Election Commission, which will make arrangements for free and fair polls. I hope the Election Commission understands your pain that you have not voted since 2011. The Prime Minister added that you have raised the issue of women of Sandesh Kali before the entire country. You've sent a very powerful person in jail. I see your courage. You have great confidence. You are Shakti Swarupa. I'm sure you will win and reach Delhi, that is the parliament. All of this is good. But you know the problem? The problem that I see with politicians is, I wonder why this same statement was not used in Manipur. There were a lot of women who cried, who wept, who asked for justice, who begged for justice. Two women were paraded naked. Other than supporting those women, a lot of these same administrators and politicians was trying to criticize as to who video recorded them, who recorded that women being paraded. At that point in time, one didn't feel like picking up a protester, supporting that protester, calling that protester a Shakti Swarupa, ensuring that protester is given powers, empowered, brought to Delhi, made MP, MLA, whatever. It only happens in West Bengal. Isn't that strange? Now let me tell you, I am not just talking about Bharatiya Janata Party and Narendra Modi. I am also talking about a person, a gentleman called Derek O'Brien, who stood there and shouted at the top of his voice when it came to Manipur. Good, good. But where was that voice when it came to Sandesh Kali? Why didn't he stand and protest and ask his own government, why the hell has this happened and how did we even allow this to happen? Are we saying that the police was not aware of this? Are we saying that the law and enforcement at that place, in that place, was absolutely oblivious of all this? The administration was oblivious of all this? If they were, then why? Why weren't this question asked? Why weren't these questions asked by Derek O'Brien, who shouted, who possibly I think was also disbarred, disqualified or whatever, suspended? What about Mahua Moitra? Why wasn't she asking no questions? Why was she quiet? So the fact is our atrocities, our crime against women, our crime against humanity subjective to which political spectrum you stand? हमारे पॉलिटिकल स्पेक्ट्रम में होता है, हमारे पॉलिटिकल हमारे स्टेट में होता है तो ठीक है, बाजू वाले स्टेट में होता है तो वी स्टैंड शाउट वी टॉक कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन, व्हेन इट हैपेंस इन देयर ओन स्टेट नथिंग, एंड व्हेन इट हैपेंस इन समबडी एल्स स्टेट एवरीबडी से शक्ति स्वरूप टू द प्रोटेस्टर्स विच इज गुड, बट व्हेन इट हैपेंस इन अ बीजेपी गवर्न स्टेट नथिंग, नो शक्ति स्वरूप देयर. Isn't that strange? And by the way, you see, there was this Congress spokesperson, Supriya Srinath, who put up a very weird and a very unbecoming tweet, or whatever that's called, X. And later on, she said, listen, I didn't do it. Somebody else did it. Somebody, you know, managed my accounts and somebody else did it. So somebody else managed your account, which means you allow such people to manage your accounts. You see, if something happens out of HW, I am responsible. If something happens out of my Twitter, unless and until I go prove it with the cops that it is not me, somebody else hacked into my account and somebody else, you broke into my password and then used my account, which means that if somebody of my people have done it, I am responsible for it because I appointed that person to do it, thinking that that person thinks right. And if that person didn't, then it is my fault. And why did Rahul Gandhi and others keep quiet about it? I mean, you are talking about a woman. You are humiliating a woman. Because she is from the opposition party. You are humiliating a woman. Is that fair? Mere party ke saath hai, toh it is okay. Kisi aur ke party ke saath hai, then it is morally wrong, Baba. Very wrong. Is that how it works? Is that how cheap morality is now? That's my first question that I want to raise. Now, let's come to my next question. You see, there is a lady called Yamini Iyer. She is the chief of Center of Policy Research. Now, these are people who are professionals. These are people who opine based on their data, on their findings, and their information and their understanding. They are the people who in a way directs countries, directs our policies. They sit at their level. They have that information, they have that education, they have that qualification, and they have that understanding. And that is why they sit in that level. Good managers use their advice, whether it is positive or whether it is negative, for their own benefit. So when they say something is wrong, other than pouncing on them, one tries to correct what they said is wrong. Or one tries to go and learn from these people as to, Baba, why did you say it is wrong? What can I do to correct it? That's how good governance and fair governance is. And that's how, that's what the definition of democratic governance is. Now, what has happened here is this lady, Ms. Iyer, she on 23rd of March published an article in The Economic. The article was, a dark shadow of creeping authoritarianism looms over India as it prepares for its 18th election. This was the title of the article. Starting May, boom, the article itself was not so favorable for Modi. She went on to write that his governance, that is Modi's governance, built on aggressive centralization, legitimized by a cult personality and undergrounded by an exclusionary Hindu nationalist ideology, is eroding the country's democracy. This is what she wrote. She wrote her opinion. This is what she felt. That is what she wrote. Now, this article was published on the 23rd of March. 23rd of March, and on the 26th of March, Ms. Iyer resigned. She stepped down. Now, is this mere coincidence that she wrote an article which was not so favorable to the government and then she resigned in 3 days? Or was there some pressure? something that you decide. Now, in the meanwhile, it will be very interesting for me to just add on here that the chief economic advisor today makes a statement, Mr. Nageswaran makes a statement that government can't solve all social economic problems such as unemployment. Every problem we can't solve. All unemployment problem and all we can't solve. This is the kind of statement that I guess the government is used to expecting. My question, my final question and my conclusion is as follows. Where is our politics leading? Where are we going? Where are we going with this? Where is our political morality? Are a rape case, an assault, a sexual assault is treated differently based on their political environment? A Brijbhushan Sharan Singh who was accused of sexual harassment treated differently. Young girls protested then too. Why were those young wrestlers, those young girls, why were they not called Shakti Swarupa? When a person, a convict, a rapist like that Ram Rahim Singh given a bail every second day to enjoy his birthday party, different. So what exactly is our morality? Where do we stand as far as sexual offense are concerned? Are we okay with that? Are we okay with that? Till such time it is not belonging to our party, Baba. Till such time it is not happening in our party, our state, area where our party is governing. If it happens where our party is governing, nothing wrong. But if it happens where the opposition is governing, then to bap re. Is that how it is? Is that how our relevance is for sexual assault? Number one. Number two is, where is this concept of ethics? Where is this concept of democracy? If anybody says our economy is not good, throw him out. If anybody says that this is not how election commission should be run, make him resign. If anybody says that this is wrong, what you're doing is wrong, throw him out. Sack him. If any journalist comes and says that what you guys are doing is wrong, raid him. Is that what it is? If this is not authoritarian, what is? And finally, what governance are we talking about? Money governance? Taking money left, right and center from whoever is giving it to you without nobody knowing about it. No names should be disclosed. No address should be disclosed. Nothing. Thanks to Supreme Court, we got to know. Look at what happened in electoral bonds. Look at the way that electoral bonds was designed. It was designed to ensure that political party amasses money. So where is the credibility? Who is talking about credibility? Who has the credibility to govern this country? What are you talking about? At which, on which high pedestal are you standing and pointing fingers at others? I ask every political party here. This is what our politics has relegated to. So that's what I wanted to take you through. Next time, when you hear these politicians, whichever part of the political spectrum you belong to, when you hear these politicians, please question them. Please question them. Don't take everything for granted. Don't take everything on face value. Because honestly speaking, nothing is on face value. Most of our politicians can act better than our actors. Trust me. Till I see you next time. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the House of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.